The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com, teenvogue.com, and kidspiritonline.com. Our first article today, from kidspiritonline.com, Conflict. Should we just agree to disagree? This article was written by Sybil Nkunzimana on May 13th. Today, most people who read the news or use social media are aware of certain high-casualty, front-page conflicts in places like Ukraine, Haiti, and Gaza. But bubbling beneath the surface of everyday life, there also exists a more passive kind of war. Colloquially deemed culture wars, these conflicts are often considered some of the most dangerous, as they foster the division and dissent that precede violence. People do not simply wake up one morning and decide to incite an insurrection. The reasons behind many of the violent conflicts we are witnessing today are deep-rooted and have been brewing for years. The term culture wars often refers to conflicts between groups, liberal versus conservative, religious versus secular, that have differing beliefs rooted in ideas or philosophies attributed to their respective cultures. While armed conflicts typically spur immediate attention and attempts at resolution, culture wars are often overlooked, with people writing them off and agreeing to disagree or deeming them taboo. People often refrain from broaching such topics out of a desire for peace, but in our divergent society, will we ever reach a point where relationships are not determined by political allegiance? Throughout the Middle Ages, Europe was rife with religious conflict. Throughout Charlemagne and Pope Leo III's combined attempt to Christianize Europe, the population was taught to fear other religions, fostering extreme hatred and prejudice toward nonconformists. The manipulation tactics employed throughout this era were so effective that they eventually led to the Crusades. These holy wars, incited by Pope Urban II, called not on the army, but on the public to storm Jerusalem and take it back from Muslims, whom they believed did not have the right to inhabit it. Over the years, religious conflict in this region has persisted, with different groups continuously aiming to lay claim to it. No matter where we are from, we are influenced by the popular opinions that surround us, and many would argue that we are largely products of our environment. In the High Middle Ages, leading up to the Crusades, many Europeans were taught to fear those who were different. These thoughts may have been intentionally planted by the higher-ups to control the narrative and suit their own agendas. But over time, people began to rationalize and live by these prejudices, and these thoughts became part of their culture. But what if nobody had ever spoken about religion, let alone leveraged it for political gain? Would the Crusades still have happened? Are taboos really the most effective way to avoid conflict? In a 2020 interview, Thomas Misko, a Miami University professor, enlightened readers on the origins of social studies. In the 1920s and 30s, the field of social studies education came about in the United States to help teach children about democratic citizenship. Young students in grades K through 10 would take courses in the humanities before moving on to a 2-year program called The Problems of Democracy, where they would discuss current events and brainstorm solutions. Naturally, these courses brought together many different ideas and perspectives, driving controversy and forcing people to question their convictions. Misko goes on to talk about how all social studies are rooted in ethics, human relations in action, as he calls them, implying that it is unethical to be disinterested in discussing politics. This would imply that taboos are also unethical. Sometimes we refuse to talk about anything controversial because we do not want to hurt others. But if we refuse to talk about these things, we are still causing harm by not upholding a high moral standard. Therefore, the question becomes, how do we keep the peace while discussing topics that are polarizing, uncomfortable, or even incendiary? Research out of the University of Colorado Boulder suggests that communication is an important step to conflict resolution. Engaging in respectful dialogue with one's peers can be difficult, and people often allow their personal feelings toward a subject to drown out the opinions of others. However, researchers suggest that this only causes minor disagreements to devolve into significant conflicts. They recommend that, instead of retreating further into our personal beliefs, we try to stay open-minded and listen to alternative opinions without judgment. Researchers go on to suggest that we communicate our openness by being mindful of our body language and asking clarifying questions to show that we are genuinely interested in the opinions that others have to offer. What we might take away from this advice is that we need to showcase a certain level of compassion and respect for others, and not let our emotions or personal opinions turn the conversation hostile. Even if we disagree with what the other person has to say, we must refrain from reducing ourselves to their opinions. For millennia, society has maintained arbitrary norms designed to ostracize anyone who does not conform, with leaders consistently using esoteric ideologies to justify their persecution of anyone who falls out of line. In a world where most have become highly attached to their personal idea of what is right, we have managed to dehumanize those whom we believe are wrong. We get so caught up in trying to win ideological debates that we forget each other's humanity. When speaking to a person with whom we disagree, it is easier to judge their character based on their opinions than it is to look beyond them and be open-minded. While some claims made in a social or political space can be upsetting to hear, the goal of having these difficult conversations is not to get upset, but rather to share information and understand alternate points of view. Most people are guilty of writing others off if they say something out of touch or offensive. But imagine instead of doing that, we simply asked them how they came to feel that way. The University of Iowa recommends that we focus on asking each other open questions when discussing controversial issues. Queries that start with what or how are best to avoid sounding critical or judgmental. Open questions generally lead to longer, more detailed answers, allowing us to get a more complete idea of someone's opinion. Making sure that our interlocutor is comfortable by not judging them is an essential conversation skill that is often disregarded, and this limits our opportunities to expand our worldview. When we surround ourselves with people who share our opinions, we end up in what Society for Personality and Social Psychology, SPSP, calls an opinion echo chamber. When our views are constantly agreed with, our confidence in their validity only grows. limiting our tolerance for alternate opinions. The SPSP hypothesizes that this could lead to hostility toward those who do not share our views. To test this theory, they conducted a study where they surveyed American adults on their attitudes toward the United States' involvement in a phony disease outbreak. Participants were asked to explain why they thought their opinion on the issue was valid before answering questions about another person's opposing attitude. Researchers found that the more vindicated participants felt, the angrier they became toward the other person, and the more they wanted to argue with them. Studies such as this should remind us of the importance of respectful discourse. When we only surround ourselves with like-minded individuals, we become confined to our opinion echo chambers. We must remember that discussing important topics is not about proving others wrong, but about trying to reach an understanding in which people's varying perspectives are considered. Engaging with people who do not share our opinion may even allow us to reevaluate and think critically about our beliefs and develop the skills necessary to express them more effectively. In the end, we cannot dream of unity if we do not begin to see each other as intelligent individuals with valuable insights to share. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com: Sustainable Solutions to 4 Environmental Problems, How Teens Can Help Our Planet. This article was written by Ian McSweeney on May 17th. The world is ours. We get to live on its earth and breathe its air. We drink its water and marvel at its landscapes. We use these resources to survive and thrive. In recent years, however, we have been taking it for granted. We have gotten so caught up in politics, economics, and everything else that we have neglected the care of our beautiful earth. According to the UN Environment Program, we are using the equivalent of 1.6 Earths to maintain our current way of life, and ecosystems cannot keep up with our demands. That is why I will share 4 of the biggest environmental problems we are facing as a society, and how we as teenagers can make an impact, because if we don't start now, we never will. Number 1. Climate change. I'm sure you've heard it being talked about. It is a hot topic. By burning fossil fuels, we are increasing the levels of carbon dioxide, CO2, in the atmosphere and global temperatures. 2023 was the hottest year on record, with global average temperatures at 1.46 Celsius above pre-industrial levels. These rising levels are unsustainable, and if we don't start trying to stop the increase before 2026, climate change will be irreversible. While this all sounds scary, and our governments are trying their best to stop this, we must also do our part. Some examples of this are: take public transport so we can reduce emissions, switching to energy-efficient appliances at home, eating more vegetables and less dairy and meat, reduce, reuse, and recycle, reduce food waste by buying smaller quantities. Number 2. Pollution. Pollution is when harmful substances such as carbon monoxide, CO, pesticides, and rubbish get disregarded and cause damage to our earth. Even noise and light can pollute our earth. According to WHO, over 7 million premature deaths annually can be attributed to air pollution. This contaminates and reduces the quality of air, water, and land, which causes our quality of life and our ecosystem to suffer. To reduce our impact on this, we can avoid any plastic products, make use of renewable energy, such as solar, always use recyclable products, quit smoking, take care of our existing trees and plant new ones, help to educate others. Number 3, biodiversity losses. Biodiversity loss is essentially the loss of variety regarding our ecosystem, such as different species going extinct or disappearing from a certain area. This leads to levels of the ecosystem's productivity and the quality of its service being lowered. Panda.org says, put simply, reduced biodiversity means millions of people face a future where food supplies are more vulnerable to pests and disease, and where fresh water is in irregular or short supply. Unless we help to reduce biodiversity in our area, we will soon be victim to these problems. Some ways we can fix this are: limit our use of pesticides, plant native trees, leave grass unfertilized, let dandelions grow, don't kill those annoying bugs, put out food for birds, help animals in need when safe. Number 4, food waste. Roughly a third of the world's food is wasted. That's about 1.3 billion tons a year. We waste so much food for many different reasons, such as buying too much, preparing too much, our plans change, forgetting our lunch in the car, the expiry date passes, and leftovers going off in the fridge. There are so many innocent reasons. But when this is compiled, this food waste causes serious problems. According to WorldWildlife.org, when we waste food, we also waste all the energy and water it takes to grow, harvest, transport, and package it. And if food goes to the landfill and rots, it produces methane, a greenhouse gas even more potent than carbon dioxide. These are some small ways we can make a big difference. Plan your meals. Know how to store your food. Understand use-by versus best-before dates. Use what you have. Avoid serving too much. Share extra food with others. Repurpose waste where possible. Our damage to the environment can't be fixed overnight. However, by introducing these small ways to help reduce waste and keep our planet safe, we can lessen our impact on the Earth. Also, by educating ourselves and others, we can help make our environment safer. So good on you for taking the initiative. Now, go out there and help our world. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Chapel Roan says other pop stars have reached out, offered support. This article was written by Ashley Carter on June 22nd. Chapel Roan is letting fans know that the world of pop music has been extremely supportive of her. The burgeoning pop musician has had a whirlwind year, performing for growing crowds of enthusiastic fans, earning her first Billboard Top 100 hit with Good Luck, Babe, and performing on late-night shows and NPR's Tiny Desk. With her continued rise in stardom, Roan reflected on the support she's received from other artists in the same genre. The singer posted a video to TikTok on Friday, telling fans that some pop girls who she has been a fan of have taken the time to reach out to her and offer their help. "I'm reflecting on my life, and the past couple of weeks have been like cuckoo. Roan said in the video. But what's so reassuring and so effing sick is, like, the pop girls that you and I have loved our whole lives, or, like, I've been effing stans the past 2 or 3 years, like, a lot of them have reached out and are, like, so supportive and girls, girls. She continued, it's so sick to know that the girls have really, they're really supporting each other in the pop industry. Roan didn't name which pop stars have reached out to her, but Lady Gaga is one pop icon who recently showed her public support for the musician in a comment. A fan recently shared a video of Roan performing a cover of Gaga's 2009 hit, Bad Romance, at her concert in Cincinnati earlier this year, which came across Gaga's radar and prompted her to comment, I love Chapel. Heart emojis. Roan has been compared to Lady Gaga, from her decadent costumes to her hit-making pop songs. To have, like, people I look up to reach out and offer, like, a friend or help, I don't know, it's just sick, and it makes me believe in, like, the world, Roan continued in her TikTok. Chapel Roan's skyrocketing success has also brought on some overwhelming feelings. The singer recently confessed to a crowd in Raleigh, North Carolina. Before debuting a new song to the crowd of screaming fans, Roan got vulnerable and told fans that she felt a little off today because her career is going really fast. So I'm just being honest that I'm just having a hard time today, she continued. So sorry that I'm not trying to give you, like, a lesser show. It's just, there's a lot. Thank you for understanding. This is all I've ever wanted. It's just heavy sometimes, I think. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Rihanna teases and serenades A$AP Rocky in recent video. This article was written by Ashley Carter on June 29th. Rihanna may be an international superstar, entrepreneur, and fashion icon, but at the end of the day, she's also a girl who loves teasing her partner. The Fenty Beauty founder and mom of two shared a video to her socials on Friday, June 28th, playfully singing along to Glorilla's TGIF to partner A$AP Rocky. The pair are shown standing in an entryway as Riri starts singing the opening lyrics to the rap song playing in the background, which, in a nutshell, is a song about being single and that girl. As Rihanna is giving the performance of a lifetime, aggressively singing the lyrics to A$AP and dropping it low at one point, the rapper stood there perplexed by the mother of his two children, just watching amused. But Rihanna kept it going and even dramatically threw her camo bomber jacket away at one point. Where my drink at? Rocky eventually says as Rihanna laughs in the background. I'm too old for this, S. Rihanna was shown wearing the same red-framed sunglasses and long straight hair that she had while supporting A$AP Rocky's debut fashion show in Paris last week for his new brand Aug. Rihanna was front row at the show, recording every moment like any supportive partner would do. It's unclear if the video she posted was from that trip. After Rihanna shared the candid video online, Glorilla herself responded excitedly on X, formerly Twitter. The rapper reposted Rihanna's video rapping her song with the caption, Riri, ah, laughing emojis, crying emojis, fire emojis, I can't breathe. She then posted again, writing, y'all don't even know, I loud, I effing screamed. Rihanna and A$AP Rocky have two boys together, a 2-year-old RZA and 10-month-old Riot Rose. Rocky recently opened up about fatherhood and being a one-woman man in a Father's Day-themed campaign for Bottega Veneta. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Sabrina Carpenter celebrated her first number one by perfectly out-trolling an internet troll. This article was written by Sarah Delgado on June 25th. Sabrina Carpenter is having a great week. Not only did she just make her runway debut at Vogue World Paris, but she's also just achieved her first number one on the Billboard Hot 100 list. And she's making sure to celebrate by doing what she does best, winning the internet. On June 24th, 2024, Sabrina Carpenter's Please, Please, Please officially became the artist's first release to ever top the coveted Billboard Hot 100 list, with 50.9 million official streams, 3.2 million radio airplay audience impressions, and 7,000 sales in the U.S. in the past week, as reported by Billboard. To celebrate her first, Carpenter took to her main Instagram feed, where she shared a carousel of images in honor of Please, 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 including a screenshot of a comment by ex-user at Chase Rojo that read, "I don't think I've ever seen someone fumble a second single this hard. My goodness." They say an image is worth a thousand words, and we are going to have to agree, especially in this. You can't outdo the doer, or out-troll the troll, I guess. Commenters of Carpenter's post love the inclusion of the last slide as a tongue-in-cheek celebration. Chase Rojo's about to have a terrible week, choreographer Kiel Tutin commented. Chase Rojo's DMs must be scary right now, someone also commented. While the original X account the post Carpenter screenshotted and shared seems to have vanished from the social app, fret not, because Chase Rojo has gone cross-platform and commented on the singer's Instagram post. Congrats, diva. Made me eat my words. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138.